Hi, this is Grisha Day of bizgrowthnews.com. Apologies for the croaky voice, as I'm actually out of sick at the moment, but I wanted to respond to a question that was raised on my Facebook page. The question from Samantha is that she's actually running a Facebook page for a local charity, and she was noticing that people were looking to post spam adverts on their page or post their own local events over there. And therefore, she's taken a decision to stop people being able to post on her wall. She noted that I, over at facebook.com/marketingmentor, do allow people to post content. In fact, I allow people to post photographs, videos, content of any description. I'm very happy for them to do that. But I also have a policy, which actually is about what my comments policy is, and therefore what I would also delete. And the question Samantha had was, what do I, and in fact anybody who's out there who has a Facebook page, have a point of view on in terms of advice on the merits of allowing people to post or not? Now, firstly, I would highly encourage you, if you are in an organisation that is open to doing so, allow people to post content onto your Facebook page. The reason for that is you're really looking to be engaging in your content, and I know that some people are a little nervous about what people might post. However, if you encourage people to post content and responses, that means that there is a chance, if they start to engage in the page and also that your page starts to get popular, that that content will be seen in the homepage of their friends. So when their friends log on to Facebook, they'll see what the person who's been posting at your page has been up to. And that will in itself perhaps drive more interaction, more conversation, and also perhaps even bring more people to be involved in your page. Obviously, you've got to have a strategy for your page about what your content's going to be and why it's going to add value and why somebody would want to join your page. And I know for Samantha's perspective, it's all about for a charity, and therefore she's going to be looking at hosting information there that's going on, maybe about the volunteers, thanking the volunteers, and updates about how they're raising funds, other interesting news, perhaps information behind the scenes that are going to support people who are interested and are supporters of that charity. What I would recommend that you do, Samantha, is that you pop into your Facebook page, even if you can do so from a mobile, or have somebody else also be an administrator for your page from time to time to be able to go in there if you're not able to. I certainly do see that people post inappropriate content on my page, and what I do is I delete that content. It's a fine line. If somebody's over promoting themselves, particularly if it's spam comments with inappropriate links, I will delete that content, and I'll also go down to have a look at the people. And you can always attribute in the name of somebody or an avatar or a content has therefore been posted by an individual. So if you see that it's really spam content, what I do is I also not only delete the information, but I delete that individual as a fan of the page, because they're not truly a fan. It's actually just been set up by somebody to be aggravating, I guess, to all of us. And as your Facebook page becomes more popular, you're probably going to find that happens. So what will happen over time is you might need to go in to your Facebook page a few times a day. I typically will look at my Facebook page. If I'm around, I look at it twice a day, really to look at any questions that have been raised, but also to take the opportunity to delete inappropriate content. I do want people to post content, so I will also encourage asking questions, which I hope will therefore get people to share their point of view. And for example, just on one of the pieces of content I shared, which is a little video in the last 24 hours, there's quite a lovely conversation going on with people sharing their own ideas and tips and links and information they found out about it. So it becomes a really good source of information for other people who are members of the page. So I'm delighted, Samantha, that you asked the question there too. I do also recommend that you have a comment policy there, and you could put a link to your comment policy perhaps on the left-hand side of your page, where you can have a little bit of information underneath your photograph on your Facebook page. You could have a link there back, maybe even to your own website, or create a piece of content there using the FBML application with your comment policy, or might call house rules, and that would be best practice. So it's effectively giving people notification that if you do decide to delete inappropriate content, why you're doing it. I've also seen on other brand Facebook pages, for example, people have posted content, but perhaps it's not been appropriate for the brand. Perhaps it's been, you know, really around swear words and so on. It's not about it being negative about the company, but it's been maybe inappropriate language. And that has offended other people. And so what that brand has done is they've deleted that content. They've made reference to the fact that there's a comment policy there. And in fact, you know, other people have come in behind saying, oh, thanks for doing that, because they didn't like to see that inappropriate language. What I would encourage you to do, though, if somebody posts content and it's negative stuff about your organization, about members of your team, about your brands, your products, your services, for yourself, Samantha, and in terms of relation to the charity, another good reason to be able to go in there once or twice a day, particularly if you've got a page that's growing quite fast, is to be able to respond to that. But I would actively not leave content there where it's negative about your organization. I would definitely go in and make a response. And I'm not suggesting you have that whole outlay of the of solving the problem there, but actually demonstrate to other people who are members of your fan page that you do care and that you're actually resolving the issue, or that you've got it in hand and you're aware of it and what actions you're taking. So I hope that helps you, Samantha, but I'm really interested in anybody else's thoughts about what do you do? Do you have a comment policy on your Facebook page, just as you might do with a blog policy? Do you allow people to post your content to your page? And if not, what's the reason why not? Because I know that some companies don't allow that, and that's really for cultural reasons at this point in time. But what do you recommend? Come on over to facebook.com/marketingmentor and leave your thoughts there. I'm posting this comment, this little audio here in response to Samantha, over at audioboo.com. You'll find me at audioboo.com or .fm/KrishnaDay. But really would be interested in your thoughts, your feedback, and you can do so by posting to facebook.com/marketingmentor. Thanks so much, and looking forward to hearing what your point of view is.